You're listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy.
All right, get ready, because today we're going to do a deep dive into the music industry.
Love it.
And
we do it.
You know, it's not always pretty right.
It can be a little messy.
Yeah, we're talking about Universal Music Group, or UMG.
Yep.
And their latest move, acquiring Downtown Music Holdings for $775 million.
That's a lot of money.
It is. So we're going to
deal.
Yeah, we're going to try to break down what this means for you, the listener.
Yeah, so to understand why this is such a big deal, we need to break down who these players are.
Right.
So UMG, obviously, is a giant in the traditional record label world. Huge. Yep.
Yeah, Downtown Music Holdings, they're different.
Yeah, they're kind of playing a different game, right?
Yeah.
They've been a major force in independent music services.
Yeah, so that's where it gets interesting.
That is where it gets interesting.
Because Downtown owns CD Baby and Song Trust.
Two platforms that are really crucial for independent artists.
Right, and so CD Baby.
Yeah.
This is how a lot of independent artists get their music out there.
Exactly, yeah. Distribution, getting on Spotify, Apple Music, all that.
Exactly. And then Song Trust helps artists collect royalties.
Global publishing royalties, which can be a real pain to figure out on your own.
So imagine, like, the companies that are helping you get your music out there and helping you get paid now belong to this massive record label.
Yeah, it's a lot of power consolidated in one place.
That's a lot of power.
Yeah, and that's what has a lot of people concerned.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that this top music attorney guy is concerned about.
Yeah, he sees this as a potential monopoly in the making.
Right.
He's drawing parallels to Facebook acquiring Instagram and WhatsApp.
Oh, interesting.
You know, so it's like, is UMG becoming this behemoth?
Right.
That's going to stifle competition and hurt independent artists.
So he's not.
It's a big question.
He doesn't seem very optimistic.
No, I mean, he's definitely leaning towards the concern side.
Yeah, and especially when you consider what happened with TuneCore.
Oh, right.
And their AI terms of service.
That was a whole thing.
You remember that.
Oh, yeah, a lot of artists were outraged.
Yeah.
They felt like TuneCore was trying to use their music to train AI without proper compensation.
Yeah, they wanted to use artists' music to train AI.
Yeah, it touched a nerve. You know, it felt like artists were losing control over their own creations.
So now imagine UMG.
Right, exactly.
With CD Baby and Song Trust starts doing similar things with AI.
It's a scary thought, right?
It's a little scary.
I mean, it raises serious questions about the future of creative ownership in the digital age.
Yeah, it's almost like a science fiction dystopia.
Yeah, where algorithms are composing all the hits and human artists are just...
Yeah, and the humans are out of work.
Exactly.
But before we get too carried away, there is another side to this.
There is. Where is?
Downtown's founder is actually pretty excited about this deal.
I know, it's surprising, right?
Yeah, he sees it as a validation.
He does.
Of independent music's value.
He thinks it's a chance for these artists to reach a wider audience through UMG's network.
Right, because UMG has such a huge...
Exactly, they have this massive reach.
Global reach.
So it's a fascinating perspective.
Yeah, it is.
It's worth considering if his optimism is warranted.
Yeah, so is this really a win-win?
Right.
Or is UMG going to use this to just like...
Yeah, are they going to leverage this to solidify their dominance?
Take over even more.
Yeah, I think that's really the crux of the matter.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Exactly.
And before we can really make up our minds about that, we need to dig a little deeper.
We do. We need to unpack some of the finer points here.
Yeah, like how might this impact royalty rates, distribution deals offered to independent artists?
Those are key questions. Yeah, could this deal give UMG even more leverage?
Yeah.
When negotiating with streaming services.
Well, like Spotify.
Spotify, Apple Music, all the big ones.
Yeah, because if they have all this power.
Right, exactly.
Will that trickle down to independent artists?
That's the question, Rob.
Or will they get...
Will they see any of those benefits?
Yeah.
Or will they just face even tougher terms?
It's like adding to the monopoly thing we were just talking about.
Precisely, yeah. It's fueling that fire.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the money either.
Right.
Think about the music catalogs that Downtown manages.
Oh, right.
Could UMG use those catalogs to promote their own artists?
Oh, so they'd be like pushing.
Yeah, exactly.
Their own artists above.
And kind of sidelining the independent voices.
Yeah.
It's a concern that our top music attorney brought up.
Yeah.
And I think it's a valid one.
He who controls the playlist controls the music.
That's right. That's the saying. Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not all doom and gloom.
Right.
We have to acknowledge that Downtown has been making some moves.
Yeah, even before this.
Even before this acquisition.
It's like they sold off a bunch of songs.
Yeah, back in 2021.
A bunch of songs a while ago.
They sold a huge catalog, like 145,000 songs.
Wow.
To Concord for over $300 million.
So they were already kind of getting out of...
It seemed like they were shifting away from owning copyrights.
Right.
And more towards providing services to artists.
So this is like a continuation of that.
It could be seen that way, yeah.
So like, all right, we're just going to be...
We're going to be the middleman.
The facilitator.
Facilitator, yeah.
But are they really going to be an independent advocate?
Right, that's the question.
For these artists, when they're owned by this giant record label...
Exactly, can they really stay neutral?
It's hard to say.
It is, it's tough to call.
But even if this deal raises concerns about monopolies and all that.
Conflicts of interest.
Yeah, we can't forget about the government.
Oh, right. Regulation.
Yeah, the government could step in.
Absolutely. The FTC has gone after big companies before.
Yeah, like who?
Like Live Nation Ticketmaster, for example.
Right.
For anti-competitive practices.
Yeah.
They've even challenged Facebook's acquisitions.
Oh, wow.
So it's possible they might take a look at this UMG deal, too.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because at the end of the day,
right.
Competition is good.
Competition is crucial, yeah.
For everybody.
It fosters innovation, it pushes creative boundaries.
It keeps everybody honest.
Exactly. It benefits everyone, both artists and listeners.
Speaking of listeners.
Yes.
What does this mean for the average music fan?
That's a great point.
Like you and me.
It highlights the importance of being an informed listener.
Yeah.
You know, now more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's crucial to understand where your music comes from.
Right.
Who's profiting from it.
Yeah.
And what impact your listening choices have.
So it's like you're voting with your ears.
It is, exactly.
While you're listening.
By supporting independent artists.
Yeah.
Exploring different genres.
Mm.
Questioning the status quo.
You can make a difference.
Listeners can play a huge role in shaping a fair music industry.
That's pretty powerful.
It is, yeah.
So it's not just about enjoying the music, it's about being part of the conversation.
It's about using your voice
to
advocate for the kind of music industry you want to see.
And even though there's a lot of uncertainty with this UMG thing.
Yeah, there's still a lot we don't know.
The music industry is always changing.
It's constantly in flux.
Yeah, and technology, especially AI.
Especially AI.
Is playing a bigger and bigger role.
It's becoming increasingly influential.
Yeah, and music attorney seemed really concerned about AI.
He did. He painted a pretty bleak picture.
Yeah.
He thinks AI could devalue human creativity.
Like it's going to take over.
Yeah, and lead to this homogenized music landscape.
Like all the music's going to sound the same.
Exactly. It's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And something we need to be very careful about.
So it's not all bad, though.
No, not necessarily.
Right.
AI can also empower artists.
Oh.
Give them new creative tools.
So it's like any technology.
It's a tool.
It can be used for good or bad.
Exactly. It can streamline production, help artists connect with audiences.
But the key is making sure it's used ethically.
That's the key. Yeah, responsibly.
Right.
With a focus on supporting human creativity.
Not replacing it.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance.
Right.
Embracing technology, but protecting artistic integrity.
I like that. So we're kind of at a crossroads.
It seems like, yeah, a pivotal moment.
With this UMG deal.
This acquisition, coupled with the rise of AI, it's forcing us to rethink the whole industry.
The whole thing.
Yeah, it's a fascinating time to be involved in music.
It is.
There's so much potential.
Yeah.
But also a lot at stake.
So where do we go from here?
Well, I think the first step is awareness.
Okay.
Stay informed about the changes.
Yeah.
Ask questions.
Don't just accept it.
Don't be afraid to challenge the status quo.
And for artists specifically?
Artists need to understand their contracts.
Right.
Especially when it comes to AI and copyright.
Okay, and what about for us, the listeners?
Keep supporting the artists you love.
Yeah.
Explore new music, diverse voices.
Yeah.
Engage in these conversations.
Our choices matter.
Your choices matter. Your voice matters.
It's like we're all part of this big...
We're all stakeholders in this music ecosystem.
I like that.
Yeah. The future of music depends on all of us.
Wow.
Finding that balance between innovation and artistic integrity.
And making sure that creativity...
That creativity thrives.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
And he makes it sound like AI is going to like take over and, you know...
Yeah, he's definitely on the cautious side.
All the music will sound the same.
It's a valid concern, for sure.
Yeah.
It's something we need to approach carefully.
But it's not all bad, right?
No, not at all.
Like, I mean, AI can also...
AI can be a really powerful tool for artists.
Right. It can be a tool.
Yeah. Think of it like any technology.
Okay, yeah.
It could be used for good or for bad.
Right, right.
AI can give artists new creative possibilities, streamline things, help them reach bigger audiences.
Well, we got to make sure it's used ethically.
Absolutely. That's the key.
Yeah.
Responsibly.
Right. So we're not just replacing human creativity.
Exactly. We want to support it, not replace it.
Right. So it's all about balance.
Finding that balance.
Yeah. Embracing technology, but also making sure...
Right. We don't lose that artistic integrity.
Yeah. We need to protect that.
Exactly.
So it really seems like we're at a crossroads here.
It does feel that way, doesn't it?
With this UMG thing and AI.
This acquisition. The rise of AI.
It's like we're having to rethink the whole music industry.
The whole thing is being shaken up.
Yeah. So it's a pretty exciting time.
It's a fascinating time to be involved in music, for sure.
Yeah, but it also feels kind of scary.
There's a lot at stake.
Yeah, a lot at stake.
A lot of potential, but also a lot of risk.
So where do we even go from here?
Well, I think awareness is key.
Okay.
Staying informed about all these changes.
Like reading articles, listening to podcasts.
Exactly. Podcasts like this one.
Yeah.
Asking questions. You know, not just accepting things as they are.
Yeah, like really thinking critically.
Being critical, yeah, challenging the status quo.
And for artists especially.
Yeah, for artists, it's crucial to really understand their contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to these new technologies like AI and how that affects their copyright.
Yeah, because it can get complicated.
It can be really complex, so it's important to be informed.
So for listeners like me...
For listeners, keep supporting the artists you love. Explore new music. Seek out diverse voices.
Yeah, don't just stick to the same old stuff.
Expand your horizon.
Get out of that comfort zone.
Exactly.
Okay, so really what we're saying is our choices matter.
Your choices have power.
As listeners.
As listeners, yeah. You can shape the industry.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
So we're all kind of part of this.
We're all part of this ecosystem.
The big music ecosystem.
Exactly.
I like that.
The future of music depends on all of us.
Wow. So we need to like work together.
Collaboration is key.
Find that balance.
Finding that balance, yeah, between innovation and artistic integrity.
Make sure creativity keeps going.
Keep that creativity alive.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
That's the heart of it all.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive.
I think so too.
So is this UMG acquisition, is it good, is it bad?
A sign of progress or a step toward a monopoly?
Yeah, is AI gonna save music or destroy it?
Is it the future or a threat to creativity?
We wanna know what you think.
Let us know your thoughts.
Leave a comment. Send us an email.
Join the conversation.
And until next time, keep those ears open and those minds curious.
Big thanks for listening to GRayRecords.com. Your place for music, plus more.